I want to speak about something that the Shtikel Hashkofa did. Important everyone in life to live like that, to know it, to understand it. Not such a klora zach. I'll try to be mazbarit. This week is Tanim Parsha Shmuel. The person thinks to himself, Parsha Shmuel, Klal Yisrael are going into Mitzrayim and they're going to suffer now for 210 years. Only think about yourself sitting in Mitzrayim and suffering and trying to think to yourself, why I'm suffering? What I did wrong? When people pass the Holocaust, okay, they said, you know, the Askole, the Tzioni, the Mizrahi, everyone has his different perutim. The German, the, yeah, everyone blames someone else why Kodesh Baruch Hu is doing it. But what people blame in this time? For what? Well, Avraham Avinu, Yitzchok, Yaakov, Shivteka, 210 years suffering. You know what Mitzrayim did to us? Power wanted to have a bat with blood of little kids, shechting little kids. They were missing stones. They put the stones into the kids inside the wall. Suffering. What they answer themselves? Christ all the suffer, they'll become better people. A little kid that was put inside the wall, he became a better person after it. He just died. Thousands of kids were shechting. They just died. For what we're suffering so much? For what we're suffering so much? The guy in the Sagoya Shaya avoided Don Anoich, Seida, he will punish them. What is the Pshat? What is the Pshat? I read Shabbos a letter from someone that was in the Kovne ghetto. He writes, you know, what they were doing to them there. And he said, we were sure that fires will come down from the Shemayim and burn these people. If one little young Nazi just takes old men and just kills them like this, we were waiting to see the fire. Nothing happened to them. Nothing happened to them. Klal Yisrael are suffering. Churban Bayit Rishon, Churban Bayit Sheni. What's it? Some people try to find answers. About it. A person has to, because Baruch Hu gives Yisurim, you have to learn answers. A person doesn't understand. I'll try to be master at that. Klal Yisrael before every reason in the world. Klal Yisrael start with 210 years of suffering. 210 years. Doing nothing. Suffering. Yisurim Nehoim. Hanshu Levitz means now, no, Shalish Barisa Eitzo, Yisroi, Iyoi, Bilom, Yisroi Sheborach, Olo Legdula, Eitzo to kill the Yidden, Iyoi Sheshosak, Nidem Bi Yisurim, Bilom, Nera, Iyoi, Thank you, Hanshu Levitz, we're in Baba Basra, maybe someone skipped it, but we look at the Zion, the Gemara says that was the tzar of the Sultan is bigger than the tzar of Iyav. Iyav suffered. The Sultan Hashem told him to give so much pain to Iyav till the last limit that a human person could suffer. But you're not allowed to kill him. But you have to give him the most that a person could suffer. The most it was so hard for the Sultan, more than what Iyav was suffering. And the limit that a person could suffer, Iyav was suffering. Like the Chaim Shmuel Levitz. Yoy. Bilam was killed, finish. He was staying with so much Yisurim. So for what to live? And our days will say, it's not worth living. And Zag Nishta say, it's worth to live. It's worth it. It's worth it. I assume it. It's worth the assume. It's cold, you can press. A big button. If you get any soon, I don't want you to sit. Maybe it's Kedai, but we'll see if it's Kedai. We have a wrong Ashkofa and Yisur. I'm speaking first on Klal Yisrael, that everyone understands that. The Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan was going around with a little bow. Din Gerome Be'asor Abir. Look, this is the bow of my 10th child that I lost. Rabbi Yochanan lost 10 kids. I think this was the end of his life. He lost his chavrusa, he became a shugah. The Gemara says, till they couldn't. Eichad bar lekisha, eichad bar lekisha, they asked Rachmin and he died. This was the end of Rabbi Yochanan. 10 kids losing one after each other, then just going out of his mind. I'm never buying him. Never buying what he suffered. I read that, you know, they give out in all these shuls today, you know, they give some like little papers and different sorts. Then after a couple of hours, someone comes to collect money, yeah? So they give you like a notebook before, a couple of hours before, like a little paper as well. The kids are nice. So it says the story, Yahem is Nisham, it's Nisham Negev, but this is what it says there. As a little kid in the family in Tzfat, they lost their father. The mother is not normal completely. So all the kids are in the home. So the last kid that is in the house is a girl, a 12-year-old girl. But the mother is so not normal, not every day she comes back home. So as it gets dark, the kids get, she gets scared. So she smacks on the neighbor, okay, my mother didn't come back tonight, and she sleeps with the neighbor. Why is this girl suffering so much? Keil rachum v'chanum. Came Rachum v'chanum. You're suffering more from that little kid? All of you tell us together. I'm more from that little kid? Massively. The person sometimes thinks, Hashem doesn't see how much I'm suffering. For sure in a second everything will change. You're suffering more from this little kid? You're not suffering more from this little kid. You're not suffering more from this little kid. So what's in the pshat? What's in the pshat? What's in the pshat? I want to be master. Not on everything we have answers, but I want a little bit to open the eyes. All of us know that in our emunah, especially most of the rishonim, this is the way we were brought up, the world will be chorev in 6,000. Right? She's kriyum b'shvi's chol. This is the pashtus. At least this is the way we brought up. So it's less than 300 years for the whole story. So if you think a second, 2,000 years of suffering, maybe in the end we'll get 200 years. So this is the whole story. Unless the actor didn't say the catch. Unless it didn't tell us the catch. So I'll tell them that another 2,000 years. If you think on the Yiddish history, so we're suffering from day one till the end, maybe we'll have 200 and something years in the end, hopefully B'chol Yom Shiyavoy, take this Amirish, Arish, and Hashani, it's all together 800, take off this, you know, Hundus, maybe, get to 90% of the time we're suffering. So what is the purpose? 40 years in the Midbar, Tzoros Aher, Tzoros Ahim, the Midbar, Elam Chelek, Elam Haba, weißt du es? Ich sehe es von ihr. Weißt du es? the suffering, this is the Surah HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. The Gemara says, Asher Yoav Hashem Yechiyach, Eilu Yisurim Shel Ahav. Mi Sheboim Alav Yisurim, says the Gemara, Itle Bitl Teire. They were Bitl Teire, Itle Bitl Tfile. He didn't find, Itle Yisurim Shel Ahav. You suffer. Although you're bad, because you're a good person, but you suffer. If you suffer, you suffer, you're a bad person. If you're good, you suffer because you're good. If you still recover, you tell them something bad that you did. If you couldn't find something bad, it's because you're good. I want to be mad. I don't mean now that it's a mitzvah to suffer. Sitting in a cold room, if it gets cold and you can press the button to make it warm, you make it warm. Because you have to try it. I'm not saying now that a person has to start to call off his fingers to suffer. But what, Lamash, something bad happens to you. And you're thinking, oi, you're worse than this little kid. The Kei Rachum V'chanum brought this little kid to the world. Terrible life she's having. We believe, not that most people it's good, like the people at the edges are suffering. We believe every year is Ashgacha Pratis. So why they're suffering so much? We don't know the answer. Why the kids in Israel suffer so much? I found this letter of this person from Kovna. He writes down, you know, when they made the kid, they made a selection of the kids, and everyone was getting nervous. So all the kids, they ran to the grandfather. She was killed. They were saved in there. They ran to the grandfather. Russell was dying. Terrible. They're coming. Screaming, yelling. The grandfather gave a clap at the table and he said, I don't understand. We say every day, twice a day, b'chol nafshecha. We're waiting for it. If it doesn't come, we don't have to do it. It's coming, you're getting nervous? So what are you getting nervous? We're okay because of it, it's very good. Very good. From what we learn. A person has to learn. And why I'm saying that? This is our shkofe. That every bracha really has to put inside himself, not when it's hard, not when you face the wall. If you put it when you face the wall, it will never work. I'm suffering, I make the suffering. I make the suffering. Sometimes you have a roommate who does something terrible to you. You're sure tomorrow he will die. It doesn't go like that. It doesn't go like that. Doesn't finish the mount. If you have to suffer, if you will not suffer from your roommate, you'll suffer from a fly. You mean a small fly or a big fly? Sometimes Hashem sends you a fly, looks like a man. Sometimes he sends you a German person, sometimes he sends you a guy, a shaggit. Sometimes he sends you a friend, sometimes he sends you a chavrusa. Sometimes he sends you bad food that you eat and your stomach dances. Doesn't make a difference. I'm not saying now, the mistake is, a person is gevoy, it's givaldic. Life is good. Everything that I'm suffering, person starts, it's not fear. Look, everyone is managing, I don't have money. No, Hashem, you'll be food is Nisayan. Even if you have this Nisayan, it's at a very small level. And you start life. And some people really have, and some people don't have. A person thinks to himself, I have to be good. It has to be good to me. Bad. Whew. He's so bad to make it bad to me. A lot of, if you could make him to stop, there's no mitzvah to try to make not to make him to stop. I'm not saying that there's a mitzvah to sit and to wait that people will step on you. Well, if you get it wrong. But I'll tell you, I had a mitzvah. This was Misraeha. I had a mitzvah this week. 2 o'clock by night. Some of the sugar came to my house. Gets until 5 o'clock in the morning, made myself and my wife, Meshuga Mamish. Yala, Rahmanat of Yala Mamish. 5 o'clock in the morning, was left an hour and a half to go to sleep. We slept an hour and a half before Hashem gave us that night to sleep. Why told me, Mekanish doesn't. Mekanish doesn't. Shugoyim Kuhn, Mekanish. That's all I don't understand. If Chas V'Shalom, you'll have a sick kid. And we'll be standing in a hospital till 5 o'clock and we'll finish the operation. You'll be happier? Well, Hashem decided just that the Meshuggah no one banged us. The Mamas doesn't disturb us. I said, Givaldi, thank you, Hashem, you choose to do it in an easy way. I was smiling, I was so happy, Hashem was so nice to me. Chas V'Shalom, I'll have a kid going off the derech, nervous till 5 o'clock till he comes back home. There's so much ways. Again, when a person says, hey, everyone is sleeping, why I'm awake? When the Ashkofer starts like that, you're not ready to make Kabbal the Yisur. Yisur not for davening, Hashem wants you to daven, He wants you to mispalel. I'm not saying to become calm. And I'm not nervous to speak about it because no one becomes calm, even after all the schmoozing, when the Yisurim come, everyone yells. But if a person prepares himself, if a person prepares himself, before the Yisurim come, he's going around with a feeling, I could have been in Mitzrayim. Well, I will answer them. Some people in Mitzrayim didn't come out. At the 210, some people came out. All the other ones just suffered, they worked day and night, and they died. And this is good for Klal Yisrael. So what is the Tachlis Hashem to people? The Tachlis was to work for 20 years till the mitzvah steps on him and he's dead. So what is it in the world? Soon they learned they couldn't have a dinner and gemara. How can I never have them? So what is the Tachlis? Was the Tachlis in the Bria? Yes. If they had a Tachlis, you also have a Tachlis. So we are now the 2,000 years that are suffering for the Galus. So this is the Tachlis. But we have a big mistake. Everyone hears what we're saying now. Yeah, Vade, the Holocaust, yeah, the Korbanos, the next door, you know. Everyone is masking to understand why they suffered. Yeah, it's very close. So these 6 million people had to suffer. Yeah, it's a statement. Suffering doesn't have to be that you're sitting in a camp. Suffering doesn't have to be that the Nazi is sending a dog to eat you up. Yisurim starts with your small yisurim, with your bad mood, with not gishmak, with jealousness. All of these little yisurim are mini yisurim. The whole time, this is the system. Hashem makes us better people through the yisurim. Better doesn't mean that tomorrow I come out better. Klal Yisrael suffered for thousands of years, but in the end the better comes out. Over Klal Yisrael, thousands of people were killed. Thousands of people, Aseret HaShvatim. They took them who knows where. No one knows if they keep telling them mitzvahs or not, right? No one knows. Different shittas who they are. So what is the Tachlis of this Galus? Another thing that Aseret HaShvatim are one of these Indians. We had a few, some people, one of these Muslim groups. These are Aseret HaShvatim. So who has for them? They didn't have it. Hashem sent them to India. No one knows who they are, you know, what color they are, who they are. And they're somewhere there, and thus is the Galus. About Azaydas. This is Unzara Ashkofer, this is Unzara Taylor. It's a person. He tears himself in life. And I'm saying this is the time because it's the Tarsh Shmoyz. Klal Yisrael are going to suffer. The Izdu V'on Roysom. If a person person feels it. Because a person prepares himself. But these are the Yisurim. His life is so easy after it. His life is really easy. Not a little bit easy. His life is very easy after it. Why is life so easy? Because how you think Gedele Olam, you know, a person thinks, yeah, no, for sure, I understand. Something bad happens to him. Today I can't, I'm in a headache. Today I'm in a bad mood. Today I'm... Tomorrow... This person doesn't understand. This is the chefza. This is the chefza. This is the tachlis. You're failing in the tachlis. You want to state? The more when a person has his suim, he carries on behaving like a yid has to behave, this is the test. And the test is keseda. Why? I'll say it again. Why everyone understands that the oifen klali we're in galus. The oifen klali we need to suffer yet. But oiva voif, I suffer. Let everyone to suffer. I have to have a good life. No, we're in galus. We're suffering. Galus is suffering. Galus is not Gan Eden, yeah? Everyone understands we're in 2,000 years we're suffering. Over myself, my room needs to be neat, everything I have to have, every little thing that goes wrong, I am suffering, I have an excuse. So why we're in Galus? Because this is Tachlis of you. This is Tachlis of you. The male. A person has to take to himself and to mashish how you do it. How you do it. I got a cloud from Rabbi Seinu. A lot of times you suffer when it's not up to you. I'll give you an example, a lifestyle example. You have to get somewhere, you decide to take a plane, and you go into a taxi, take you to the plane, maybe better. You have a car, you go into the airport, and you get a flat tire in the middle. Well, no more air, you can't move. The tire, the puncture, I don't know how you say the name of this. It all goes out, yeah. Hey, Tehuchai. Finish. What are you angry for? What are you upset? It doesn't have to happen. It happened because Hashem wanted you to suffer. I'm upset that I missed my flight. I'm not losing myself. I'm not going to lose myself. You don't lose yourself. You have to lose yourself. You didn't know what did something purpose to you. Not like someone ran after you to cut your tire. Not you went on a spot. The driver is not a careful driver. He jumped back and forth. Say that. So maybe you're upset with him. Maybe. What? Flat, too bad. Givaldik. Mashamayim. I'm stuck now. Givaldik. This is the way a person trains himself. When a person, the problem is, when people hear such a vibe, they start to train themselves. You know, even if his roommate makes noise, no, I'm suffering Mashamayim, yeah? But then, like, he thinks that he has to beat it up, not to beat it up, to say something, not to say something, about the sugar. Because he could handle it. So there, if you start to think like a Rishbohu, you can't handle it. However, when a lot of things happen that it's not up to you, you go on a plane, you lose your suitcase. It's not if you come for a chasana, you know, the suitcase is not there. It happens. I'm happy to get this suitcase. I'm happy. This is in a wedding, yeah? So if he eats not carefully and he gets dirty, maybe he has to feel bad. How about the way they pour on him, a, you know, soup? He's got his wedding, he's all ready, and, you know, like, you know, tomato soup, all over. That's right. But that kind of wedding don't pour. You got a good wedding, yeah? And don't pour. So why are you upset? As a yisod. And every person could train himself. And a person has to know, when you train yourself, the real yisurim come. No one knows where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will put him. No one knows where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will put him. But the door before us, third of Klai Yisrael, finish in Siberia. Another third finish by the Nazis. People finish all over the places. Another third over the Arabs. Yeah, a little bit hidden with America and England, and everything changed. And that person doesn't know. The real people suffer. Now, a person has to know. Like, all of us believe, that the little kids are in the war in Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a tikkun gomel for Klal Yisrael from them. And this is the tachlis. Every little yisurim that we're suffering, this is the tachlis of Klal Yisrael. Sheyeh HaShem Yichiach. And a person that is not mitzvahs in the right way, he loses the whole pool. The whole purpose. If a person will manage to train himself, to get used to it, when Chas V'Shalom Tzolos comes, and everyone has Tzolos in life, you could see a different mensch. See a different mensch. You see how Gedolim deals with Tzolos. They're not upset. They're not upset. They try, they're not upset. They're suffering. You could do it, but they can't dismiss. I think this is the tkuf. And again, if a person will look to find places that he could stand and own it, the Ezra Hashem will have to be out of the show.